playing keyboard and coming up with the stuff on the spot rather than it being pre-prepared and presented, you know? Now you have all these versions of it being pre-prepared and presented. You know, it's like a lot of producers that you see now, they're going to have packs from producers that they know now that have compositions that are already ready to go. A lot of the times you only got to do just add drums to it. Like, you only need to chop these things a lot of times because they're so good that you don't even really want to do much to them besides try to, you know, figure out some drums that feel good with it, that make it sound, you know, cohesive. But yeah, it's crazy now that this is the generation that we're in, where, you know, a lot of producers have this music already pre-prepared. It's not hard to find it now either, you know, like one or two websites that you go on.
Selling packs.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's very easy for kids to make beats now.
Sample packs.
But they're not making no money, for real. So it could be easy to make the beat and everything, but isn't the main objective?
Money is subjective to some people. Some people is comfortable with just being able to make $1,000 a month off music.
Well, Clark Kent says something to me.
That's a lot for some.
Yeah, that's a lot for some. Some people want $1 million. You know what I mean?
But Clark said something to us a long time ago that jarred my mind and made me think of it. He was like, yo, if you have a creative talent, that talent's supposed to be able to take care of you. Mm. If you have a talent, it needs to take care of you.
Right.
So while everybody running around, I'm not saying that he's the law, but for somebody who's been in the game 30-something years, I'm going to listen to his philosophy because he stayed in the game and been relevant. You know, hopefully he's still all right because people put some bullshit out about Clark.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I look at the talent. And I'm not just saying that for rappers. I say that for anybody who's creative. I say that to me and him. If I got to go get a fucking job, I don't need to be doing this shit. It's straight up and down. I need to be doing something else that's going to bring me my bread, you know what I'm saying, to help me live a good life. I don't need to be doing this shit at this age to catch clout and fucking popularity. My talent needs to pay for my way. So when I see these niggas giving these people giving these beat packs away, what the fuck is the point? Is what I'm trying to figure out here.
You know what,
to make a couple pennies?
You know what it is today? Today, the talent is making money off the talent. Some people was born with the talent, but you have to be talented in the skill of turning your talent into money. Some people don't have that. Yeah. Some people don't have that energy. Some people don't have that fucking drive. Cause that's the whole thing that you gotta figure out. Cause even me, like, you understand what I'm saying? I went a long period of time just like, yo, I'm nice. Like, it's gonna happen. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, oh, niggas supposed to do this shit because I'm nice. Like,
I told you everything.
It's not. Bro, it's plenty nice niggas working at
UPS. I be saying this all the time.
You understand what I'm saying? It's plenty nice niggas working at UPS.
Facts.
You understand what I'm saying? No diss to them, but it's like, you gotta have the drive for that. And sometimes, you know, like, on the way to making your talent be able to make money, you might have to get a job. You might have to hustle. You might got to strip. You understand what I'm saying? If you really want to do this, you got somebody. If you're not going to put the money up for yourself, somebody else going to do it, and then you going to owe them. A lot of these niggas be wanting to do it, and then it's like, yo, I put out all this shit, and I ain't make no money. Why? Because that nigga gave you an $800,000 loan, and you ain't made that shit back yet. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, it depends on what you want to do, but.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
You tell the truth there, eh?
Yeah. Just truthful conversations.
Well, here's the truth. I think that, yeah, they're definitely right. They're definitely right in the sense of, you have to have a drive to want to do this, you know?
Yeah.
You have to go through turbulence to really see if you really love this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And really, I don't agree, like, well, I shouldn't say I don't agree. I want to say that, yes, your talent should pay you. And yes, some people have to work in order to pay for their talent.
Yeah.
But he also said, yeah, turning it into money, turning it into profit.
Yeah.
That's another thing, too.
That's
right?
A skill in itself.
That's a skill in itself, right? So what can you do to turn it into a profit, you know? And
what can you do? Yeah.
You can manifest the money to make it happen. You know what I'm saying, Captain? Because at the end of the day, how many of these niggas are actually
sitting on brick money so they can actually put that shit out if they ain't working a job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or like hustling something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's the loudest part for a lot of people. Like Rome said that he was just spent multiple years sitting up like, yo, I'm nice. You know what I mean? It's like what it reminds me of, just understanding knowledge. Like, all right, then what happened? You nice. Then what happened? And when you ask then what happened, if you go in reverse, when from the point that you're successful, you ask yourself that it's successful, then what happened? He's gonna break it down to you in the business aspect of things.
Yeah.
Because that's what correlates to what is required to be comfortable, you know, with things like basic needs like shelter and food and water. And you need money to do that. In order to generate that money, you need to look from a business standpoint, because business is the engaging of, you know, two entities that provide a product or a service in exchange for money. So how can you insert yourself in that situation? You know, you nice, then what happens? You know, there's a lot of people who are good at a lot of things. And I remember Case Key was telling me that, shout out to MC Case Key, Beats, Blues, and Bars, baby. Case Key was telling me, you know, well, the people in his neighborhood would say that, you know, where Michael Jordan grew up, a lot of people on the court were nice and hooping with Mike and, you know, holding their own. And who knows to say that there could have been someone better. However, that's not how it went. That's not what happened. What happened was it ended up to be Mike, you know. And there's always situations, circumstances of people, you know. People are always going through things. However, that transformation, right? We're talking about the alchemy earlier. You alchemy to transform your talent into a financial force in this 3D world. You know what I mean? And that's how we're gonna do it. That's what's gonna happen. And if you really love that shit, you'll find a way.
Like, 100%,
back to what he was saying, you really had to love that.
All be born.
Straight
all
up.
All be born.
Shout out to Darren. Just shout out to Rome Streets.
Right. 100%, G.
Yeah.
You know, like it's all in the mental, right? It's all in the mental. And at the end of the day, I'm a big advocate for the power of the subconscious mind and turning your subconscious mind to work in your favor. Don't have it protect you from things that are supposed to be yours. Right? A lot, it's like when you watch people, they talk about people, they get to a financial cap because they've trained somehow their subconscious to keep them safe from having more than what they have.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Because your subconscious is dealing with the first law, which is preservation, right?
Mm.
And it's supposed to keep you protected, right? So if a person trains their subconscious to keep them protected from success, then they only get to a certain level.
Mm.
Because they're not ready for that.
Mm.
That's why they say God only gives you what you can handle.
Mm.
Right? But it's really the God that's inside of the person, right, is the subconscious. Cause that's where all the power lies.
Mm.
95% of your daily ways and actions are your subconscious habits. Your thoughts and your emotional repetition or repetitive feeling states and thoughts.
Straight up.
You know what I mean?
Straight up.
right? Every day I wake up, I meditate, I do some stretching, then I go have a cigarette and I have a coffee or a matcha, you know what I mean? I do that. That's repetitive.
Right.
It's you know what I mean? Like,
it's the culture.
Because your culture is one sum total ways of actions, right? Yeah. Sum total daily actions, right? You know? So it's like, okay, if you're constantly repeatedly feeling yourself like, yo, nigga, I feel myself. Gee, I'm this, I'm that, I'm sexy, I'm good looking, I'm desirable, I'm irresistibly magnetic. Like, yo, gee, you start emitting that from your inner being. Like, it has to happen. As within, so without.
Yeah.
Right? So, although people might argue with me, you know, hard work, you have to work hard, I disagree. I say, if you do what you love, it ain't hard work, G.
Mm-hmm.
And love is the highest frequency love is the highest form of understanding. So if you see it clearly mentally, yo, you will make it happen regardless to whom or what. One has to program themselves, right? But most times, those programs come from childhood issues, right? And they manifest in many different ways. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
They manifest in many different ways, right? So at the end of the day, you know, we dealing with the 2 and the 5 all being born to the G-O-D. God is like, yo, it's you know, we dealing with the thoughts, but what you're saying to yourself of wisdom is the word spoken from that has the ability to heal, but also the ability to cut like a jinsu. Then the person has to speak to themselves in the language that the subconscious understands, which is emotion. You know what I mean?
Cut those motherfucking weeds down.
You know what I mean?
All them weeds.
You know what I mean?
Can't see shit.
Come on, we gotta take it out. We gotta take it out.
Yeah.
Right? You gotta take it out and replant.
Right.
Replant.
Cause yeah, man. The thought, man. The thought.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? If you don't know you're the greatest, then ain't nobody else gonna know you're the greatest.
Yeah.
If you don't know you're the best, ain't nobody else gonna know you the best.
Straight up.
I'm the best.
Straight up.
You know what I mean? I'm the best at what I do.
Straight up.
That's it.
Right, and I'm the fucking best.
You know what I'm saying? At what you do. Right? Because the best.
Fucking best.
The
man.
Best meaning most suitable or highest quality. Yo, G.
Straight up.
So that's why I agree with what he said when he's talking about, yeah, your talent should get you paid.
Yeah.
And it will. You know what I mean? As long as you stay down. As long as you stay down for yourself, but not stay down. As long as you up for yourself.
Yeah.
As long as you up for yourself.
It's way harder to be up for yourself than to be down for yourself.
It's, you know what I'm saying?
I was like, oh, this happened. And this, you know, they saying this to me, but they only don't like me. And they how they like him, they don't like. Get the fuck up. You know, muscle ups, baby.
You know what I mean, G?
Cause muscle up.
If a nigga walk with you every day telling a person how. If a nigga walk every day. If a motherfucker walk every day in your ear talking about, yo, you ain't this, you ain't that, you ain't. Bro, you wanna knock that motherfucker out. So don't talk to yourself like that.
That's right, man.
I was talking to Edmund yesterday. And, you know, he's now in post-grad for sports management.
Yeah.
And he was like, he said something along the lines of, I want to be in basketball, but, and he started to go off on a he can't moment, you know?
Oh.
I was like, yo, I was on the bus too, you know me. So hold the fuck up. People are like looking at me. I'm like, yo, G, you got to change that. You remember the conversation we had on the beach? Man meaning mind, right? Everything starts in the mind. He's like, yeah. I'm like, yo, bro, you got to see yourself there. Because when you see yourself there and you feel yourself there in your vision, your subconscious is going to accept that to be true. And I was like, yo, G. And I start giving him the science on, yo, when you go to bed, yo, I was like, yo, create an image, print off an image of you at the Staples Center.
with like a basketball team around you. You know what I'm saying? And I say, yo, print those pictures. Put them, put one in your room where you can see it before you go to bed, right? Put it in the mirror in the bathroom because you know you're going to be in the bathroom, right? Put it in your car window, right? So every time you in these places, subconsciously, you're seeing this image. And when you, and then when you look at it, feel the rejoice of it happening. Mm. Feel the rejoice of it happening. Mm. Yeah! Yell in your car. Do whatever you got to do to feel that shit happening. Because then your subconscious has only one order, and that is the command you give it. And so therefore, that power will be manifested. And I say, you gotta, yo, man, before you go to bed, don't be on your phone, right? Hour at least. Yo, get into the, yo, just get calm. Think about your, think about, use your imagination, right? And go there. How does it feel? You know what I mean? It's like when we walked into, when we went and looked at the spots, right? Yo, you get the feeling of it. Now you impress your subconscious. It's yours, right? It's ours already, right? And I said to him, yo, you already have the position. Mm. You already are. Mm. You are. Right? And so, you know, I gave him this. I said, yo, and I gave him the book, man. Power of Your Mind by The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy, man. Mm. Read that book. Like, yo, I made sure. I said, yo, you remember what, anything I said to you? And he repeated it pretty much word for word. I said, okay, that's a motherfucker who actually wants to learn and actually is paying attention. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Right? The shout wisdom was manifested brother. To show him his own power so he could show and prove he is God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's like, yo, this rap shit, man. You know what I mean? Like,
It's very similar, G. The shit, the voices that you allow in your head, bro. The rap shit, too, if you listen to music, somebody's talking in your head. Right? It's not your own voice, but it's somebody else's voice telling you things. That's why this shit can make or break you. Watch what you listen to and watch what you tell yourself. Just I add, peace. Talking about
peace.
If it's not rooted in knowledge,
truth,
bow, bow, bow,
or fact,
shoot it down right away. No, step a foot into my fucking force field, you're detected. Shoot him down. Talking about fast defense systems, G. You know what I mean? The Death Star. Ain't nothing coming onto my ship or near my ship. Because it's a motherfucking infection. You're gonna get the itis.
Yes, sir.
And the itis. Itis is the suffix used in medical terms when something stems from parasitic action.
Ooh. Teach, God? Teach!
Gotta shoot him down. That's what your immune system does, G.
Teach, God, teach.
But guess what? There's no built-in immune system for, anatomically, there's no built-in immune system for the conscious, because the conscious exists not physically inside your organs, but it still exists in within your mind. So you have to be your own immune system. You know
teach.
What I mean? The macrophages.
Teach, God.
We gotta attack these viral cells right away. You know, deploy the antibodies.
Antibodies, nor an antivirus.
Deploy that shit.
You know what I mean?
Straight up.
Yeah, G. Firewall. Cutty ranks.
Firewall, man.
Cutty ranks.
They try to hack me.
6 million ways to die. Choose one. Cutty ranks.
Straight up, man. That's a perfect segue into our brother Solar Splash.
Coming out of Steel City, baby. Hamilton. Yo, peace to the God.
Peace to the God. Peace to all the gods. Peace to the earth. Up north, baby.
With my brother Cerebro Magnetic. Let's go.
Let's get it.
Jack and the Beanstalk.
We felt a very significant earthquake. Everything was shaking. That's where you felt the ground severely shaking.
Hey, yo. Say the goal for rainy days. Sword and soul of razor pace. Understanding boss and no decay. First to build inside of mind in time. You rise with no delay. Master way, cause otherwise it's civilized. Your ass will pay. Days when Lenny gone. Lady friend, tender damn band. She pushed for Benny gone. Golden spot, a chose to hold it lots. So always send it on. Back it up. Knock it off, to blow your top. Advance your ducks. Incinerate your pace. Erase your crux. Days are up. Mathematics say it's built and self-destruct. I'm the skull rocker. Trying to God the rockets up. Talk to us. Blood is deep. Detox, metabols, assemble, see my ass, so pump your Reeboks. Jack's climbing up his beanstalk. Date the Giants, goal to save his soul, to see the steam and stole. Place a puck between the goal, it's only hold. We elevated past the gravities of old. Take what's old, we giving answers what? For the questions even posed.
Hey yo, marinate this shit, is how I peppered it. Getting right with all that I left you in. When G spins the block on consecutive. Rude boys want to know what the method is. I generally manage while I'm reffing it. Algorithm sniping up the deficit. Transparent talks up executive. Burkino Faso, tight percentages. Roll sheets forking over Emirates. Gordy O deposit ancient remnants. Cold drink, stone pressure, cooking on the premises. Doubled up the verse supreme nemesis. Remote viewing on the residence. Copycat's obsession to remembrance. Death gave away no resemblance. 22 points around my emblem. Gets molded up for a gremlin.
Even though this is a country where you do experience quite a few earthquakes, I mean, I've experienced dozens in just the short time that I've been here, this was dramatically different. You knew that this was different because it went on for quite a long time and the shaking was so strong. The train signs were moving back and forth and people were reacting reacting differently.
She get brave, I'm a leaver. Even if the beaver fresh, I don't need distress. I just leave a mess, I ain't cleaning that. Nah, I ain't cleaning that. Champion sweats, like I'm next up. Need to rest up to address us. That goose be the next duck. Your shirt getting pressed up. I'm relaxed in a Tesla with the next flat ride. Best bus, I don't need credit, boy, I take cash. I'm just laid back, treat the Honda like a Maybach. Nothing like payback, fresh out the freezer. Get you got by a geezer in a Ibiza. He take Visa, put you in the trunk like Freezer. Lampanelli Lisa, ain't that a bitch? My whole catalog, the catalyst for above average. Y'all fabulous, the Jadakiss. Say that shit, I'm the lord to the atheist. The craziest.
All we do is body shit. My team, the Chalk Brothers. Know to make a short sprint out, you long runners. Looking through the eye of the storm. We the calm flutters. All clipping the rifle, speak with a strong stutter. Last one eating, first one on the prey. Ran through a hell's kitchen, formulate the strong brigade. Kept my cool under pressure when there was lots of stay. Then relax with my shorty, couple of lobster plays. Click go off the private arrangement. Might fly you short.
Miguel for my entertainment. My lawyer costs a lot just to try to retain it. Got a habit of snapping, I'ma try to refrain it. This life chose me, there's no rest for the worthy. You know me, I'll be gone in 60 seconds, that's early. One day, I'ma die as a legend of Shirley. And hopefully, I'm just another old death in the derby. Hey yo, rain, hail, overcast, son of man shining, that's a solar splash. Might find you underneath the overpass. Guaranteed them brothers and them soldiers strapped. Righteous where you're living and you know the math. Ice chilly baby like a colder bath. Cut the heads off of a cobra fast. Matter of fact, I manifest all the cash. Put my young guard on the penthouse. Money on his pocket, that's the rent now. Just to throw in the ice bowl for the champagne, cause I like those. That means 1200 on the bottle, it ain't nothing. We come through with America's Earth models. We a barrier. I'm original, I ain't from Africa or America. Nigga, I'm all of it. I said, baby, we all of it. Don't get caught in the tribal. Don't get caught in the motherfucking book that they say's the truth. Bible. This right here is survival. Ain't no mystery God. You ain't gotta worship idols. I know, I'm higher than the Eiffel. Disrespect that, they might find you extra trifle. Cold like a popsicle, ride them like a bicycle. That's what she do, just to get money in them isotopes. Those was long gloves back in the 80s, Lord. What you know about the coke in the 80s, Lord? What you know about them youngins in the baby boards? I don't think you knew what I was actually saying, Lord. But it's all good. Allah is one mind. We all do what we do as the sun, and that's
shine.
Come on, let's go, baby. I'm here testing you. You out here trying to, you always be doing that, and then I switch it up on you to see if you actually.
I didn't know you were saying baby Fords.
Yeah.
Throwing curveballs sometimes, man.
Yeah, man. Come on.
It's like,
man.
Hey, man, I come from. I used to dance before I rap, man. We used to match up moves and shit.
Oh yeah.
You know when you, if we're doing a battle and shit.
Oh, you used to battle.
Like 2-on-2.
Popping lock and shit.
Try to like, you know. When your partner's battling and you know that one move he's gonna do and you stick it with him.
You mirror it with him.
Yeah, at the end it's like, oof. Damn.
You used to dance, break dance? Hip hop,
you know.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the first type of ciphers that I was in, man. The cipher, the circle.
Okay. Pop and lock it.
Bouncing and shit,
okay.
Man. Hell yeah. We're gonna put him on to that solar splash.
Yeah, man. Shout out to that brother, man.
This project is called Esoteric Allegory.
Esoteric Allegory.
Yeah. First track that y'all heard on here, Jack and the Beanstalk. Yes, you know that we keep it clean stock. The next track, it was titled Solar Splash, but with an exclamation mark, welcome to class.
Ooh.
Then we moved on to a song called Chalk Brothers with Daniel's son and some lord from the southern, I mean northern. Yes, you know we at the top. Boom Bap Syndicate. Yeah, you hear it when we drop.
Yeah.
Ooh. Shout out to the East Coast brothers out there, man. Peace to y'all doing y'all thing. Now we listening to Air Holes.
That's a cosmic shower.
Oof.
That's a cosmic shower.
Oof.
That's the cosmic shower. This ain't no soft powder. Yeah, nigga, go get the